Aloha and good morning from Hawaii. My name is Jürgen Steinmetz with Livestream.travel, reporting for eTurbo News. And with me is Professor Jeffrey Lippmann. He's joining us actually from Brussels. So I thought we should reach out to someone who is not from the United States, but who's deeply familiar with world politics and issues specifically in the travel and tourism industry. Jeffrey has been around this industry for many years. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about himself. And many of those that are reading eTurbo News, you find at Travel News, at eTurboNews.com, actually know Jeffrey. He has been on many of our events. Good evening, Jeffrey. How are you?
Hey, Thomas. I'm really, really, really good today. It's a great day for the world.
I think I agree with you. So before we get to the world, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Who are you? Why are you joining us here?
Well, first of all, I'm a friend of yours. That's the first reason. And you sent me a message at an ungodly hour and asked me to appear on your live stream. And because you know that I'm always happy to get in front of a camera, I responded positively. It's midnight here in Brussels. But as I have been for the past week, I'm glued to CNN watching this this wonderful, wonderful happening unfold. And I've been half a century in the travel and tourism business, running WTTC as its first president, executive director at IATA, where I was for 20 years, and Assistant Secretary General at UNWTO. And now I'm running a small not-for-profit organization called SunX Malta, which stands for the Strong Universal Network. It's a legacy to my friend, Maurice Strong, who was the father of sustainable development. And its goal is to promote and support climate-friendly travel. So, I'm really, really delighted with the news today, because for 4 years we have suffered, the whole world has suffered, because the United States elected a lying narcissist as its president, and the rest of the world had to suffer from this. And today the pendulum has begun to swing back, and instead of having a world in which the so-called leader has become unacceptable as far as decency and human relations are concerned, we suddenly have the prospect of what we've always known, which is a strong, decent, compassionate United States, which is back on the world stage. So it's a great day, and I'm really pleased to talk to you.
And that is definitely, I think it's a very good statement. And I watch, you said you watch CNN, I also watch Fox, because usually you have completely two different worlds when you watch CNN. You don't think you're on the same planet when you watch Fox. And I have to say, in the last few hours watching Fox, it looks like they're almost turning into a CNN. So I think we see some shiftings here, and people are on the street, they're celebrating rightfully. Because we all need a little bit of encouraging news in the times of we're going through with the epidemic. Specifically, the United States has been hit extremely hard with 200 and some thousand cases every day, more than 1,000 people dying every day on this virus. And the more I think about it, this all somehow has a cause. And of course, when you look at the travel and tourism industry, travel and tourism is one of the causes. So how do you think a future president, now we have a little bit of time because we have till January, we still have to deal with President Trump, but how should President-elect Biden prepare to make an immediate impact in January in regards to the pandemic? And where this country is, and about the country's standing overseas, specifically in Europe and in Asia.
Well, as far as the pandemic is concerned, I and many friends of mine around the world have watched in horror as the Trump administration has abrogated all responsibility for public health. And what we had seen beginning to happen, you mentioned the number of cases, the number of deaths, the US was beginning to become a sort of super spreader potential, which is terrible for American citizens, and also from a tourism perspective, was likely to have an incredible damaging effect of limiting tourism to the United States and limiting tourism from the United States, because you can't be in a situation where people who are potential spreaders are actually getting into the system. So if only for that, it's not only for that, but if only for that, the election of President Biden and his administration will bring some proper governance into the situation. And I believe that in the coming months, they'll do what every other country in the world is doing, which is deal with it as a public health emergency. It's terrible what it does to economies, but the reality is the economy can only get right once you have the pandemic under control. And I know President Biden has announced that he has a plan. On Monday, he's going to put his own task force together. And I think we'll see with this being dealt with following the recommendations of the scientists and the doctors, not diminishing them, calling them names, ignoring their recommendations. And it's in the context of a very bad situation, because the pandemic is very bad, today is a very, very good day. Yeah. The second thing I think that President Biden will do, which is for me and my focal point in life at the moment, he'll bring the United States back into the Paris Agreement, where it should have been all along. Donald Trump took it out. Only three countries in the world were outside the Paris Agreement: the United States, Nicaragua, and Syria. It's a total mockery. The United States is a massive contributor to global pollution, to greenhouse gases, and was an architect of the Paris Agreement under President Obama. And it's night and day to have the US back in there. And he said that's the first thing that he will do. And then the third thing, I think, which I think is incredibly potentially positive, is he's going to deal with the economy by bringing in his own version of a Green New Deal, and put a lot of emphasis on infrastructure. He'll quickly put a stimulus package together. I'm sure, because of his long experience in the Senate, he'll be able to work across the party lines and put a decent stimulus package together. And that should get the economy going. And when the economy starts to get going, tourism will begin to ramp up. And with proper public health controls, tourism to and from the United States should begin to ramp up. And during the course of 2021, and it will take some time, this is a big hit, this pandemic, but during the course of 2021, I think we'll begin to see a reemergence of travel and tourism as a strong and powerful world industry. And I sincerely hope that the kind of tourism that comes back is one which is less focused on quantity and more focused on quality and sustainability. And certainly from the perspective of Cenex Malta, we've put some tools in place that allow people to develop a new approach to a green and clean kind of tourism, one which fits in with the Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations, and one which fits in with the Paris Climate Agreement. So I think it's a whole new beginning with the Biden administration, and it brings back decency into international affairs. You won't see the Biden children on the television screen all the time. You won't see Hunter Biden sitting in the US place in the G20, which you saw Ivanka Trump doing, which was just ridiculous, a complete distortion of international relations. So as you can see, I'm delighted to be able to comment on this, because I think this has been a watershed, not just for the United States, but for the whole world economy, for civility in international relations.
And this is completely the case. Specifically, if you look at where we are here, and I know we have a lot of our readers watching us now on Hawaii News Online and some of our local channels, we were able to get to this. Hawaii always has been quite different in the United States when it comes to climate, environmental protection, and so forth. I think Hawaii was also the only state that had been locked up literally from the outside world and from tourism starting in early April, end of March, till just recently, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And
you have my dog in your picture. Can you see it?
Wonderful, wonderful. We love dogs.
Sorry about that,
that's great. And of course we have run our economy against the brick wall, and the numbers, as you said, the numbers are not coming back even after we opened up tourism with testing. The numbers now, in the first day we had 7,500 tourists arriving in Hawaii. A normal day would have been 30 to 35,000, what was good. But then the numbers went back down to about 1,600, 2,000. And we don't know the latest. Our governor is now, with the help, hopefully, of the State Department, talking to international destinations. And we just opened up to allow visitors from Japan to come here. The only downfall is when Japanese go back home, they have to go 2 weeks in quarantine. So we're working with them to do this. And I love the statement our governor made at a press conference just about 3 days ago, when he said, well, here you really wish we wouldn't be part of the United States, because we have to follow all these restrictions on a national level when it comes to bubbles, travel bubbles, and open up travel and tourism. How do you see, you're talking about quality tourism, and you're talking about reopening the tourism industry to save the economy. And if you compare Hawaii with many other jurisdictions like Florida, where you literally just opened the industry, Georgia even worse, you can see right now these two states are suffering tremendously, probably because of this. Well, what do you think would be a good approach when it comes to the tourism world to think about reopening?
The reality is, we ought to be following public health rules. A lot of time is spent inside the industry, as it is in most industries, seeing how you can get back to the situation as it used to be. But the fact is, our sector of the economy is a tricky one, because we have the potential to spread the virus. You know, if you're a manufacturing company and you're producing cereal or widgets or something, you have to be careful with your health conditions, but you're not actually a potential spreader of the virus. Whereas people traveling between locations, it only takes one person to get you into a new startup situation. So we have to be super vigilant. And I think we will need to have strong, effective, widely agreed rules at all airports in the world and at all border crossings that make sure that everything has been done that is possible to contain the virus.
And this will take time. Testing takes a while. It's costly. Those elements have to be the price of testing. The speed of testing has to be brought down. The universality of testing has to be put in place. And this requires international negotiation, which, of course, President Biden and his team will be well aware of and well open to, and which the current administration has simply not been able to do. So I'm optimistic about the capacity for putting a new system in place, but I'm also very cautious. It's going to take time. We have hundreds of airports around the world. We have thousands of planes operating every day. And much as one would like to say it can go back to normal quickly, it won't go back to normal quickly. And the new normal will be very different. We'll have to get used to different conditions in airports, different conditions on aircraft, and different documentation that people will have when they're traveling internationally. We're going to have to use a lot more digital containing of information so that when you go through borders, you'll be able to put your mobile phone onto a scanner and be able to move through the system this way, knowing that you're showing some sort of publicly recognized certificate that shows that you're free from COVID-19. And this is going to take time, whether we want it to happen quickly or not. It's better that it happens safely and securely.
And I think in the long end, everyone will gain, including tourist destinations. If you open up too quickly, I think I sense this. The danger is that you cannot sustain it, you know.
Yes, and it's, you know, it's not, Donald Trump's been saying it's like the flu, but it kills people. And that's, you know, one, we get numbed, we forget the numbers. But you, as you said, there's 250,000 plus new cases in the United States every day, and 1,000 people dying. And, you know, we need to make sure that that's under control, and that we don't allow the virus to determine how our world will evolve, because that's what was happening in the world's most important marketplace under the Trump herd immunity, laissez-faire attitude. I think the Biden administration will take us back to a world which we were familiar with, where governments recognize the seriousness of the challenges in front of them and confront them in a professional and proper way.
Yeah, and it's really a little bit, it went out of proportions. We're getting numb when it comes to these numbers. If you look at the biggest disaster we had in the United States, the terror attack on the World Trade Center with 3,700 people dead, we now have the same number every 3 days. If you look at a plane crash, what is going to be publicized for weeks, every day of 200 or 300 people die, we have three times as many every single day. And to calling it a flu, I agree with you, is just complete lunatic. But Jeffrey, this was very good insight. And anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm just jealous of how beautiful it looks in Hawaii behind you. And the only thing I'll add, it's good to see you looking well. I've participated in a number of the events that you're holding. You're doing an incredible job with ETN in getting messaging out to the industry in these days. And it's just good to see you looking so well and enjoying life in difficult times.
Well, I think that's what, thank you. You know, I probably could look, I haven't stood up, but I got to lose more weight here, you know, because I haven't had the guts to go to the gym, but I try to keep my pool exercise in place, and I'm lucky I live in a building where we have a nice pool, so that's a good thing. But yes, we all have to stay healthy. That's very important.
You should tell the truth. You're probably sitting there in your boxers.
No comment.
So you can't stand up.
It's always delighting to talk to you, Jeffrey, and I hope you have a good night. And
thanks.
You stay healthy as well, and good night to Belgium, and we talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for thinking of me. Bye.
Bye-bye.